you. Believe me, out there, there's a jungle. Together or alone, together or alone,
together or alone, together or alone, together or alone, together or alone.
BFF.FM.
Best frequencies forever.
Good morning. This is DJ Bagwas of the show Fractal Chambers. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really excited to play some tracks for you all this morning. And I was talking to someone at a friend's birthday party earlier this week about radio and about BFF.FM. And I had this realization. So they asked me, oh, how long have you been there? And I was like, well, I took a break after college radio when I graduated from college, and then I found out about BFF at Bay Area Record Fair, aka BARF, and applied. And you know, I talked to Amanda at a booth at BARF a couple years ago, and then I think I became a DJ like January of 2015. And now it's January of 2020. So, oh my gosh, it's my 5-year anniversary at BFF.FM. Oh my gosh. So this is so, I don't know, this has made me so happy. I really hadn't thought about it until I was talking to this person. And so thank you all who have, listened to my show, who have supported my show financially, who supported the station financially, and who have just like, checked out what I have had to offer music wise and just like, being open minded to hearing music from other places and music you may, you may not have heard of and whatnot. So, yeah, thank you all so much. Just here's to another 5 years. I just wanted to point that out here at the beginning. Really love that I've been here for 5 years. Time goes by so fast. I guess I'll talk a little bit about today's set and the track, my opening track. So today's set, as some folks may know, if you've been listening for a while or if you're tuning in for the first time, oftentimes I will create sets that are responses to things that are happening in in politics and our current events. And so this show is definitely a response to something happening in our current events. There's a lot happening, but the thing really here is focusing on what the U.S. is doing in Iran and that whole relationship that is so full of turmoil and sadness and just ridiculousness, honestly. I think folks all know Trump said put in the order to have a someone of high military rank basically like killed in a drone strike, and that happened, and it was done on Iraqi soil, and so that was really controversial. And of course now it's Iran has been making, creating a response. They've sent missiles. More unfortunate, one of their missiles hit a passenger plane, and, that went down. And it's just so ridiculous, like all of it. And both governments are just so, so ridiculous. And the thing that bothers me the most is that, like, while all of this is happening, like all of the media is like talking about, posting pictures of like the supreme leader of Iran, but really they're posting a picture of the Grand Ayatollah Khomeini, who has been dead for like ages. Or they've been trying to do a lot of fear mongering and like war mongering, and they do all this stuff to really present an image of Iranians and like whatnot as being like these violent people, people who are just like I don't know, very rash or whatever. And they like try to paint like a whole population this way. And that bothers me so, so much because, you know, you can't speak for like a whole population. And like, you know, what about folks who, you know, just like work office jobs in Iran and, you know, just want to come home to their family and want to be able to like provide for their family and make sure that their parents and grandparents get the proper medicines they do, which under all the sanctions has become so much harder. And it's just people don't, I think people in the West don't often think about that or aren't led to think about that by our news media, which is so sad, or much of our news media. I believe it was KQED or SF Chronicle put out a piece by a writer of theirs who happens to be of or part of the Iranian diaspora, just talking about how you know, how afraid they are for their family back home, and how even though they haven't, like, they haven't been able to go back in a long time, like, you know, their parents still, like, you know, talk to their family in Iran over the phone all the time, and just how worried they are for, like, their safety. And, like, remember, you've got, like, you know, grandparents and, you know, aunts and uncles and cousins and stuff, like, over there, like, they're just regular people. They just want to live and thrive. And instead, we have all this news media just showing, you know, like pictures of angry Iranian military folks. And yeah, like some of that is important to know of, just like news wise. But it definitely, they, I don't know, it manipulates like a picture of a whole population and of a whole country. And I don't like that. And as someone who's from the Bay Area, who's from California, California has like close to 200,000 like Iranians and folks and like Iranian Americans, and they, that community has a huge, huge presence here. And I remember as a kid, I would go to Rose Market in San Jose, and my family would eat like we'd do our groceries there sometimes, and then afterwards they had a little like window in their original location where you would order like kebabe kobede and juje kebab, and it was so good. And so that's like these are the, I don't know, feelings I think of when I think of like Iranian culture and like, you know, that community. And I think of my friends who are Iranian and Iranian American, and, you know, who are just like, you know, such amazing artists, or like, you know, they're like really amazing teachers. They're, you know, amazing cooks and all of that. And it's so frustrating to like hear people talk about Iran and like the Iranian people as if they are just like dirt or something. So yeah, that's my whole political spiel. And the first track, I'll go into the music now. That was my little political thing. But the first track that I played for you all is by Take It Easy Hospital. They're kind of defunct, but I know the members of the bands are like still friends and work on projects together. And the song is called Human Jungle. And some folks, if you watch a lot of like music documentaries or like mockumentaries, I guess, you may know of this. There's a film out there from 2009, so about 11 years ago, called No One Knows About Persian Cats. And it's just such a beautiful, basically like a documentary. I don't want to say mockumentary because it's not funny. It's like a drama documentary following around like actual musicians in Iran, mostly in Tehran, basically trying to like, they're like indie bands. They're trying to make their music and they're trying to make like create a scene and like really keep that going. But it's really hard under like, you know, the government and whatnot over there. And so this documentary, there's sort of like a fictional plot of like people trying to make it to, I think it was a certain festival or something. And yeah, and it actually had real consequences. A lot of the story is fiction, like the bands in it are real, and you know, the people in it are real. And after the documentary came out, a lot of the folks involved in the documentary had to actually escape Iran. And so there were some that moved to New York as refugees, they sought asylum. Some sought asylum in London. And so Take It Easy Hospital was one of the bands in the movie, or in the documentary. And yeah, I just thought that song also just really encapsulated, like, you know, this idea of, like, you know, nobody knows me, you know, and all that, about how people are kind of thinking about Iranian people, folks from the Iranian diaspora. So, yeah, that's the first track. And let's go into our second, which is a band that I've given a lot of love to on this show. It's Habibi, and it's their song that came out, I believe, in October. It's called Come My Habibi, and it's off of their forthcoming album, which will be released in February. Also, if you like this song, they will be at Bottom of the Hill at the end of February. I believe it's the last Saturday of the month. They're playing a show at Bottom of the Hill. All right, so let's get to it. Thanks so much for tuning in so far. Today's show will be really fun and really good, but also just a way to think about Iran and the Iranian diaspora, Iranian Americans and such, in a different way than what you're kind of hearing in the news.
Come to me. faces as they pass. And I wake up in the light across the mountainside. And I sleep beside a fire I built with burning tires. Sunlight on your eyelids, you're sleeping. Oh, oh, sunlight on your back, you're dreaming. Oh,
day, 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 جنوش دار بر خستگان گذر کن، مرهم به دست و ما را مجروح میگذاری، عمری دگر بباید بعد از وفات ما را، عمری دگر بباید بعد از وفات ما را، کین عمر طی نمودی. این عمر طی نمودی. اندر امیدواری، اندر امیدواری، اندر امیدواری. چون است حال بستان ای باغ نوبهاری، از بلبلان برآمد فریاد بیقراری، گل نسبتی ندارد با روی دل فریبد، تو در میان گلها چون گل میان خاری، چون گل میان خاری. ای گنج نوش دارو بر خستگان گذر کن، مرهم به دست و ما را مجروح میگذاری، عمری دگر بباید بعد از وفات ما را، عمری دگر بباید بعد از وفات ما را، کین عمر طی نمودی، کین عمر طی نمودی. اندر امیدواری،
اندر امیدواری،
اندر امیدواری،
اندر امیدواری،
اندر امیدواری.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. You're tuned in to BFF.fm, and I'm your host, DJ Bagwas, of the show Fractal Chambers. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is my 5-year anniversary at BFF.fm, and I'm also just playing some really killer tracks this morning. This last one that you all heard is called Lover Boy by Miserable. This is off of a split they did, Lover Boy and Dog Days, that was self-released. I think it came out a couple years ago, maybe 2 years ago now. And Miserable is a project of the artist King Woman, who I'm a big fan of, and really, they really built their base in Oakland, and they're from California, and I think they're like half Iranian, or they're of Iranian descent. Definitely wanted to include them on today's set. Prior to that track, you all heard Green Fuzz by Habibi. This is off of their Cardamom Garden EP. It was put out by Modern Sky USA, and it seems like Habibi has dropped their most recent, or their newest album, which is really fantastic. It's called Anywhere But Here. And they are going on tour, so I mentioned this earlier, but they will be playing a noise pop show at Bottom of the Hill. And I believe that show is, it's the last Saturday of February, so don't have that exact date off the top of my head, but So that's pretty cool. And then, they're from the, I think the two main members of the band, like the original members, you could say, they're from Detroit, and lead singer Rahil Jamilafard, so she's Iranian American and from an Iranian family, and I really love how she incorporates her culture and Farsi into the music. So great band. Prior to that track, you all heard No Bahari by Mohsin Namju. This is off of an old album of his called Damavand, and it was released by Duff Duff Production. I had to include a Mohsin Namju on today's set. Mohsin Namju is like the Bob Dylan of Iran, he tours a lot too, actually, and just like a big fan of his music. It is just, it's always got really great rhythm and just like flow, and No Bahari really, I really felt that with that track. And if you're curious to learn a little more about that track, No Bahari, since it was sung in Farsi, it's technically a poem by a really famous Iranian poet. No, not Rumi. It's another one by the name of Saadi of Shiraz. And basically, like, the content of the poem, it's about spring. So it's just a whole song dedicated to praising spring. And if you have friends who are Iranian or part of the Iranian diaspora, or you know a bit about Iranian culture, you know spring is a huge, huge deal. There's like a big celebration called Nowruz. And actually, if you're curious about joining a celebration of it, the Persian Center, which is in Berkeley, has a really fantastic like block party celebrating the Persian New Year. So Nowruz, the welcoming of spring. And so yeah, this whole poem / song is just like dedicated to it. There's a little Wikipedia article about it, and there's a section on the content of the poem, and it says basically a question for the fresh spring breeze: what is the garden going through that makes the bulbul, which is cool because that word bulbul is also a word in Urdu, the bird, sing so what is the garden going through that makes the bulbul sing so restlessly? Compared to your ravishing countenance, the beauty of a flower pales amongst flowers in the garden. You're like a flower among a bramble bush. And so that's just a little taste of like what the translation is, but yeah, it's basically like an ode to spring, which I thought was really beautiful. Prior to that track, you all heard Wood by Rostam, or Rustam, if you want to get that pronunciation. This was off of his most recent release called Half Light. It was released on None Such Records, and it is a solo album that he produced. And Rostam was originally in the band Vampire Weekend. I think they're like still on good terms. I think he's done some collabs with them still. But mostly he's doing a lot of production work for other artists and like Claro, who's gotten quite big, and also just working on his own stuff. And yeah, I really love that song, Wood. I think it has a lot of elements of like classical, like Persian music, but also like more modern elements as well. And Rostam just does a beautiful job of arranging all of that. So definitely had to include it on today's show. Additionally, little fun fact, a while back I had a guest on my show by the name of Yusuf Siddiqui, who's a musician. And I remember him telling me, him and I were talking about Rostam and his music, and he told me how at his wedding, him and his wife walked out to this exact song, Wood, by Rostam. And I just thought that was really beautiful. It's as I was listening to it here in the studio, I was like, I could totally imagine that, like the way you hear like the tabla and like the, like, you know, the opening instruments, and it very much sounds like the type of song that you would walk out to at like a South Asian wedding. So I thought that was really cool. And prior to that track was Come My Habibi by Habibi, who I've already talked a little bit about. So this is sort of like the first part of the set. And again, today's show, if you're just tuning in, is basically like me playing badass music from Iranian artists and Iranian artists of the diaspora, because, you know, they are people beyond the military narrative that the U.S. government displays. Like, they are just people with hopes and dreams and fears, and a lot of them are, you know, these particular folks are some really great artists, so I wanted to highlight that. And as a Californian, just, it's, I think, important to recognize an important group in our community, which is the Iranian community, which has been here for a very long time. And like I said earlier, there's a Rose Market in San Jose that I have a lot of deep connection to, like nostalgia towards. And there is, I mentioned the Persian Center in Berkeley is a great place that really cultivates Iranian like community and like celebration of the culture. There's also the ICCNC, which is in Oakland, and it's one of my favorite places. It stands for the Islamic Cultural Center of NC, Northern California. Yes. So that place is in Oakland. It's really accessible by BART, and they do so much fantastic cultural programming that is actually like very accessible to like anyone. And a lot of folks from like the community, like not just folks from the Iranian community, come to just like see, you know, these like cultural events or go to them. And so sometimes it's like an art gallery, like show. I've seen comedy there. Cal Shakes once did a collaboration with the ICCNC, and they did a free performance there of Othello, and it was by far one of the best like theater productions I have ever seen. The ICCNC is like really just a very beautiful community center that also like kind of happens to highlight Iranian culture. A lot of the folks that go there are from that community, but they're also very welcoming to other folks. So I wanted to kind of just make that known and like make it clear that these folks have been a part of our community for a long time. Up next, I have a track by the amazing Gugush, and I could not play or do this show without playing at least one song by her. She's like a staple of, I think, you know, Iranian music for sure. So let's get into that track. Thank you.
میگفتی بی تو هیچم، با من بمون همیشه، نباشی من میمیرم، گل بی گل دون نمیشه. چه اشتباهی کردم، حرفاتو باور کردم، چه اشتباهی کردم، حرفاتو باور کردم. یه روز سرد پاییز گلدون تو شکستی، مثل عروس گلها تو گلخونه نشستی. بهار میاد دوباره، بازم تو رو میارن، مثل گل زینتی تو گلخونه میکارن. بازم دونت میگی با من بمون همیشه، میگی که بی تو میمیرم، گل بی گل دون نمیشه. چه اشتباهی میکنه، حرفاتو باور میکنه، چه اشتباهی میکنه، حرفاتو باور میکنه.
few words here and then we will get back to the music. So the track that you all just heard was called Hijrat. It's a cover by an artist from Fresno by the name of Sahab, who I've actually had on my show, got to interview him, I think about like 2 years ago. And yeah, I just thought that was a really beautiful cover, and thought it would follow the other Gugush track really nicely. But yeah, so Hijrat, the track that Sahab did, that's a Gugush cover. And then the track prior to that was by Gugush as well, and it was a song, like, it wasn't a cover. And that track was called Gol Bi Goldun. And up next is a track by Hichkas. He's like a, kind of like the, I don't know, the father of hip-hop in Iran. And I just found his name to be kind of funny because it means nobody, and it reminds me of my DJ name, Bakwas, which means nonsense. But yeah, so this particular track is actually more of a spoken word, and it's called Destasho Mosht Karde. And I did want to kind of provide a trigger warning because in about, it's a 5 minute track, but in about the last minute and a half, 2 minutes, it does kind of, it does have recordings from like the Iranian protests that happened in 2019 against the government. So there's some, it might sound kind of intense for a little bit. So I did want to flag that for folks. But yeah, so, but I do think it's a really powerful piece, and I think it's really important. It came out in December, it came out December 10th of last year, so very recently. And the song expresses the rage of Iranian people against their politicians. It also kind of paints a picture of some of the events during the Iran protests that happened in November of 2019. They were really intense, these protests. Unfortunately, like, they more than 200 people were killed. The protests themselves were really expansive. They extended over 100 cities and towns in Iran. And I did link actually to the translation of what Hichkas is saying in the show notes. So I highly recommend folks checking it out. And yeah, so I will play that now.
دستاشو مشت کرده همه دار ندار بردن یه کویر مونده فقط و لب تشنه همه آرزوهاش کشتن ولی جنازه تحویل نگرفته حتی بدون تحریم هم خوشبختی اصلا لمس نمیشه انگار وطنش مستعمره از پشیزی واسه ملت خرج نمیشه صبح و شب سگ تو میزنه آخر ماه باید قرض بگیره تو خیابون واستاده که یه جوری حقشو پس بگیره اینا شهروند نمیخوان برده میخوان از تو سلول صدا زجه میاد و میخواد چند دهه قتل و غارت تموم شه چندین سال اشکشو در آوردن و دیگه اشکی واسه گاز اشکاور نمونده تبعیض داره بیداد میکنه و میگن تو حق مردم اجحافی نی همه رانتی تو داشتن تخصص اصراری نی همه کشور رو قفس کشیدن و میگن اینجا هیچکی زندانی نی همه رو لخ کردن و میگن این پوشش چرا اسلامی نی داد میزنه که این جنایت رو از یاد میبره داره جون به لب رسیده رو فریاد میزنه ما همه با هم هستیم دستاشو مشت کرده دستاشو مشت کرده این کوچه ها رو سال هاست با خون شستن ولی تعداد تلفات کمه مثل که همه آرزوهاشو کشتن ولی جنازه تحویل نگرفته دیده پول نفت کم بیارن گودی زیر چشا حفر میشه بد و بدترینی همه آشغالن و یکی داره خدا فرض میشه هیچ تصمیمی با خودش نی لباس تنش بگی تا اینک پول مملکتش داره کجا خرج میشه میگن حریم شخصی ولی گلوله میاد تو خونه و وشیش رد میشه مملکت رو به خون کشیدن، خبر کشته شده های یه جا دیگه پخش میشه، لالا زیر پوتین له میشن و پیرن خونی زیر پای آقازاده فرش میشه، آتیشایی که تو منطقه به پا کردن تکلیف مردم روشنترن، دلایی که سرد شدن از جسدای توی سردخونه خنکترن، مظلومای کشته میشن همه 12 ماه محرمن، صدا ترکیدن بغض میاد و میگن این اشرار مسلحن. داد میزنه که این جنایتو از یاد میبره، دار جون به لب رسیده رو فریاد میزنه، ما همه با هم هستیم. دستاشو مشت کرده. خیلی ها حبس شدن و مردن، این پایان نی، هنو نرسیدیم ته قصه. همه ی آرزوهاشو کشتم ولی جنازه ای تحویل نگرفته. همه ی اعتراض و جرمن، تو خیابون صدا شعار اومد و مردم شدن دشمن. همه ی منابع طبیعی رو استخراج کردن و خوردن، فقط جنازه های روی زمین مونده که معدن سربن. مأمور لوله رو میگیره بالا، زخمی و هدفش، اون میره کمک با اینکه گلوله ها میان طرفش، دیگه هیچی واسه ای از دست دادن نداره، فقط انسانیت و شرفش.
Hey, I just wanted to interrupt for a quick second to say we've almost reached the end of the show, so thank you all for tuning in. I hope it was an enjoyable and an informative experience. I really, I don't know, enjoyed putting this set together for you all and sharing some of the local, you know, knowledge that I have. And so let's get back to this Hitchcock's track. But yeah, thank you all for tuning in.
میریزن تو بیمارستان و مجروحین و هر رو تخت میدوزن، همین جوریشم واسه نداشتن پول درمان میمردن، همه رو قتل عام میکنن پشت درهایی که قفل میمونن، فکر میکنن شهیدای گم نام همیشه گم میمونن، اینا جون آدمی زاد و مف میدونن، حتی بی خداها به اجبار آیه یأس و با صوت میخونن. داد میزنه که این جنایتو از یاد میبره، داره جون بله